Andy Smith.
A run and a right, and last Thursday did a first ever fell race up on Bullside. And when you're about 6 inches looking over the edge of a cliff and you can't really see the bottom, it's quite scary actually. I went down there very slow, nowhere near in there. It's a Bob's League, whatever he's gone to.
Over here.
Oh, you're there hiding. Now, I've got four short ones for you tonight. This first one, it's I remember sort of like when I was a little kid at first school. When I grew up, we had three schools. We went to first, middle, and upper school. I remember looking over at the big school from my first school, thinking, I can't wait to get there. And of course, when you get there, you think, I can't wait to get out of here. not right good at title, but this call is looking at the future in the past. Looking over the valley to the big school, far away on the hill, where dreams will come true. I will be so big, so mature. I will know everything and be anything I want to be. I wish I could dust off the years of adulthood, lose my life experience, forget all the joy and pain, forgive so many, say sorry to many more, empty my mind of knowledge, and enjoy that one moment of childhood innocence forever. The second one again, some of us here of a certain age will remember the good old Popman who used to come down in his wagon selling his old pop and what were in that stuff, I've no idea, but we all enjoyed it when it came round. And I was thinking about that and I came up with this, called Remembering the Popman. Playing out on the street on a summer's day, sun high in the sky, games of Tig, Kirby, hide and seek. No one had a care or a worry. Life was simple till the Potman came round. Alpine was our favourite. For a second, the streets swarmed with children running home, desperate to get the empty pop bottles and get their penny back on them so they could get more pop and another sugar rush to get them through the afternoon. As you know, I'm a regular at Igniting the Spark, and a lot of my poems come from there. Gail was mentioned portraits, and I came up with this one. I just called it Life Portrait. Water flows down the neck of the moors, a silken scarf of life-giving blood, a life captured in one perfect moment, as light meets dark, reflecting back a portrait of a person been and gone. A star burning brightly, intensely, before fading, extinguishing itself through a life overindulged, lived half-hearted, such promise never fulfilled, a life to be half remembered, half forgotten. And then my final one. The theme for this one, for that night, was washing up. She comes up with some good ideas, as Kate. And I came up with this one, I just called it Washing Life. He watches intently from the comfort of the leather sofa as his mother carefully erases the memory of another meal prepared and eaten. Pots, pans, plates, knives, forks and spoons all reflect back at her, a beauty now long gone. She passes them to his father, who with several sharp tugs wipes clean what has been, replacing it with the drabness of the present, reminding them both that nothing lasts forever. Thank you.
Hey. Andy, thank you. You've just replaced one kind of aphorism with another. You know, they say it's all water under the bridge. I'm going to say now it's all water down the neck of the moors.
Yeah.
That was a great line, that one. And the other one, I don't know if it was intentional or I'm mirroring it. Life was simple till the pop man came around. I mean, that resonates, doesn't it? Thank you, Andy. That was great. Okay. Well, a big treat now. I know it's going to be a treat because we've got a first timer, Anna, who apparently is a cousin of Bob, and Bob's